If you have back pain, this yin yoga class is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. We're all about connection. Connection to a teacher and teachings that allow you to connect to your true nature and to a community of people that are dedicated to a genuine path of spiritual transformation. If you're new here, be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss a single class. I've got some great content coming up for you in the next few weeks. On January the 12th, I have a yin yoga for hips and hamstrings. On January the 19th, I will be collaborating with Heart Alchemy Yoga. So Michelle will be doing a power yoga class for me, and I will be doing a yin yoga class on her channel. And then January 26th, it will be time for another live class here. And overwhelmingly, you guys voted for a yin yoga class for the upper back. So that's what we will be doing. And so if those classes are of interest to you, be sure to subscribe and press that little bell so that those classes show up in your feed. So right now, I can tell from my analytics that only 25% of you that watch my videos are actually subscribed to my channel. So I sure would love it if you are watching my videos, if you would subscribe to the channel. It helps other people just like you find the great content that we spend so much time filming for you. So thank you so much. If you like today's class, be sure to press that thumbs up button and put "my back feels so much better" in the comments. That also helps other people find the content that we spend a lot of time preparing. It takes a lot of time for me to research classes like this and make sure that I'm making content that does actually help your back feel better. Make sure you watch all the way to the end so that you can get my 8 days of yoga for back pain. It's my best yoga, Ayurveda, pranayama, self-massage for back, and I'll tell you how to get that at the end. I have a testimonial from Lauren from YouTube from Yoga with Melissa 415 for neck and shoulders. She says, "I'm almost giddy with relief following this class. I've had chronic neck and shoulder pain since 2010 and had various treatments from physiotherapy, massage, and acupuncture. This is the first time I've tried yin yoga, and I'm sure I will return for pain relief in my neck and shoulders. Thank you so much, and namaste." So thank you, Lauren, for taking the time to leave that comment on YouTube, and thanks to all of you who take your time to leave your comments on YouTube, on iTunes, on Instagram, on Facebook, on my website, and as always, our most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I'm wearing black leggings and a black bamboo top with one of my favorite designs, the Flying Heart. And also thank you to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you can do with sort of minimal props, although it would be helpful to have a blanket underneath you. If you have a bolster, that's useful. Two blocks, a wall could be useful, a strap. If you don't have these things because you don't, it's okay. We'll make do without, and I'll tell you how to. You can use things around your house. If you have a bath tie, the tie from your bathrobe, a couple of cushions. You can just do yoga right on your floor in yin. You don't even necessarily need a mat. So just make do with what you have. The most important thing is that you're here, and we get started. So let's get started. Speaking of that, you're going to lie down on your back. If you have back pain, it is a good idea not to lie with your legs straight. That is where the bolster comes in. So if you have a bolster or a couple of cushions, you can put it underneath your knees. And if you don't, you can lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. So as you rest back in Shavasana, feel the support of the earth underneath you. And feel the tension from your back drain down into the earth. So back pain is a symptom caused by numerous biopsychosocial conditions. And if you're like me, you're probably wondering what biopsychosocial means. Basically, it means that your back pain is not just caused by spinal pathologies such as herniated discs. In fact, they make up less than 1% of back pain. And they're not even caused by radicular syndromes such as sciatica. These make up only 5 to 10% of back pain. Okay, so moving from our time of releasing tension with gravity here in our centering at the beginning, we're going to get that strap or the tie from our bathrobe now. And you're going to bend both knees, place your feet flat on the floor, and take the strap and place it around the ball of your foot on your right leg, and then extend your right leg in the air. Okay, in yin yoga, we want to come into a pose and find our appropriate edge. So because we hold the poses for 5 minutes, We want to choose something around 70% effort. So not maybe as much as you would in a hatha yoga class, something a little less, because over time, time and gravity are going to do the work for you. The slow, gentle traction will become more intense probably over time. You definitely don't want to feel anything sharp or shooting, anything electric or nervy. And if you do, you want to back off. You want to embody the qualities of yin in a yin pose. So surrender, yield, be soft, and allow the pose to unfold. Breathe into your lower belly and relax your shoulders. So non-specific back pain makes up 90 to 95% of all back pain, which means that most likely your back pain is a combination of what is going on in your physical body, your social circumstances, including your work, social and family life, as well as your psychological well-being. All of these areas, of course, overlap into each other. And the tension you experience as pain in your back is the end result. So very slowly and carefully, you're going to release this pose from your body, and you're going to rest with both knees bent and feet flat on the floor. And then feel the energy moving through your body. This is what we call the rebound after we've been in a yin pose. Particularly feel the difference between the right and the left side of your body. Then we'll go ahead and do the other side, moving slowly to come into the pose, placing the strap around the ball of your foot, extending your left leg up, finding that appropriate edge, knowing that this side is going to be different than the other side. Finding that soft edge here. So in yin, we resolve to be still in the pose. And we stay for a while. We stay for 5 minutes in most poses. So I think we can all relate to the biopsychosocial conditions that cause pain in our bodies, or specifically our backs, as we are talking about today. Perhaps we have to work in conditions where our boss continuously demands more than we can humanly deliver. Many of us are doing the work of three or four people, and in order to support our families, we do everything that we can to make sure we complete the work being asked of us, so that we can keep our jobs and our income. So go ahead and release this side from your body and feel the reverberation of the pose with your knees bent, feet flat on the floor. And then you're going to roll over onto, actually, no, you're not. You're going to stay here. You're going to lengthen your legs out long. And you're going to take your feet over to the left side of your mat. And then you're going to take your arms overhead and side bend to the left side. Okay, slowly you're going to come back to the center. Just pause in the middle, even bending the knees, feeling the effects of the posture here. So biopsychosocial conditions can even hit much closer to home with strained family relationships and family circumstances. Any parent with a newborn will know the strain of sleepless nights and just hoping to get through that first year of sleep deprivation. Maybe you have parents who are aging and experiencing declining health, and then caregiving is incredibly stressful physically and emotionally. And anybody who is going through a relationship that is ending can know how difficult divorce or breakups can be as well. So many of us are attending school and improving ourselves through education, and school with its assignments and testing has its own sets of stresses that can add to the biopsychosocial conditions that contribute to back pain. Okay, so let's go ahead and do this on the other side. So this time you're going to take your legs over to the right side of the mat, and then you're going to side bend over to the right. Take your arms overhead, holding onto your elbows or your wrists. Very slowly, we're going to release this pose from our body. Coming back to the center with your knees bent. You can even take your feet wide and let the knees fall towards each other. And feeling that reverberation of the pose through your body. From here, you're going to roll over onto your stomach. Okay, so on your stomach, just wiggle your hips from side to side a little bit, just to release your low back. And then what we're going to do is tuck your right toes under, lift your right knee, reach back through your right heel, feel the space that creates in your low back. And then do that on the other side. So tuck your left toes under, reach your left knee, reach back through your left heel. Then there should be lots of space through your low back. Now, because this is a class for back pain, I'm assuming if you've landed on it, you have back issues. So I would encourage you to draw up through your pelvic floor, draw up through your navel, draw together through your inner thighs, just to support your low back in this pose. That would be okay. And then draw your elbows back and underneath your shoulders. If you're feeling any sharpness or pain, or your low back is feeling fragile here, remember to keep drawing up through your navel and in through your inner thighs. That will support your low back here. You can also bring your elbows forward more in this pose, okay? If your neck is feeling you're having a hard time holding this pose here, you can also use a block and rest your head on the block here, okay? So we also live in a culture that puts a lot of pressure on social appearances. Social media asks us to present a polished version of ourselves, our home, even our food, and our vacations. Not only that, but social media creates an environment where it's easy to slip into comparing ourselves to others and feel as though we're not measuring up. Okay, so we're going to slowly lower down.
And feel the reverberation in our body. Then you're going to push yourself up onto all fours. We're going to be making our way into dragon pose, which many of you might know better as lunge pose. You might want to have either a chair or a couple of blocks for this pose at the front of your mat. And you'll walk your hands back. And then you're going to walk your left leg through to begin. So from here, you want to feel sensation on the front of your thigh, front of your thigh there. So all of the biopsychosocial conditions that we confront in our day-to-day lives create a tremendous amount of stress and anxiety that we experience as tension in our body. When our boss or ourselves, if we are self-employed, place unrealistic demands on ourselves, then what happens is we brace against those unworkable requests, and then our body tenses in response, and then we experience back pain. Okay, so you're going to come out of this pose, and you can kneel back if that works in your body, or sit with your legs out long in front of you. We'll just pause here before we come to the other side. And then you'll walk your right leg through for dragon pose on the other side. Knowing that it's completely normal for the other side to be completely different. Thank you. Okay, so you're going to slowly release this pose from your body. And you can, again, either sit kneeling or with your legs out long in front of you. And then for our next pose, I'm going to show you the modification first because it's a deep knee squat. So that might not work for everybody, especially if you have knee issues. It could be too much flexion. So if a deep knee squat doesn't work for you in your body, then the option is going to be to lie on your back and draw your knees into your chest, holding on behind your knees. Okay. Otherwise, you're probably going to need a folded blanket or a cushion or a meditation cushion or something for underneath your heels, unless your heels go all the way to the ground when you do a squat. So I'm going to take this folded blanket. And you're going to come to a squat so that your feet are hip width apart. You fill the space underneath your heels with the folded blanket, and then you place your body between your knees. Okay? And this can really open up the space in your low back. So through practices like yin yoga and the slow and gentle traction that we create by putting our bodies in these shapes, we become aware of tension in our body. And when we practice yin yoga, the sensations in the yin yoga poses for back pain can be quite intense. When we experience sensations of discomfort, as we stay in the poses for 5 minutes, it teaches us a lot. So this is why it's important to choose an appropriate edge and even to choose a modification if appropriate. Choose an appropriate edge that's free from anything sharp or electric or anything with nervy pain. So in a yin class, we learn a lot about how we can choose to be with pain, in fact. And then we also learn to be with discomfort. We learn to soften into it. We learn to breathe into pain. We learn to breathe into tension with an attitude of tenderness, with an attitude of kindness and compassion. And then we learn that we can do the same thing when we experience the stress of taking an exam at school or feeling the guilt of not being able to buy our children the newest and the latest fill in the blank that all of their friends have. Okay, so go ahead and release this pose. And let's just lie down on our backs for a moment with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. Feel the rebound of this pose before we come into our final pose. So you're going to cross your right leg over your left leg for a twisted roots pose. Press into your left foot, lift your hips, take them over to the right side of your mat, and then lower your knees over to the left side of your mat. Okay, so you're going to slowly release this pose from your body. Press into your feet, untuck your hips. Lie in the center again. It's good to put your feet wide and let your knees fall towards each other. Let your spine unravel. And then you're going to cross your left leg over your right leg now. Press into your right foot. Lift your hips and take them over to the right side of your mat. And then let your knees drop to the right side. Okay, you're going to come back to the center now. And we're actually going to take final Shavasana now, so good idea to get that bolster again. If you've got a rolled blanket, you can put underneath your knees. If not, you can just lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. So you're going to continue to rest here to receive and integrate your practice, and I'm going to sit up and read you some closing words. Pain is the doorway to the here and now. Physical or emotional pain is the ultimate form of ground, saying to each of us, in effect, there is no other place than this place, no other body than this body. No other limb or joint or pang or sharpness but this searing presence. Pain asks us to heal by focusing on the very center of the actual torment and the very way the pain is felt. That's by David White from his book Consolations. So gradually allow your breath to deepen, wiggle your fingers and toes, bend your knees if they're not already bent, roll to your right side and slowly make your way up to seated. So I like to finish my classes by gathering the fruits of your practice first into yourself and then offering them out into the world. Imagine offering how much better you feel now off to all the people that experience back pain, which is pretty much everybody at some point in their lives. So, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if your back is feeling better, press that like button. And make sure you put in the comments, my back feels so much better. Because I know I'm not somebody who usually complains of having back pain, but my back feels so much better at the end of this class. Don't get me wrong, I have my own issues, which tends to be around neck and shoulder pain, upper back pain more that leads to migraines. But wow, my back feels so much better. I'm going to have to leave a comment on my own video. So our next live class is January 26th at 9 a.m. Pacific. So we'd love to see you there. It's going to be a yin class for upper back pain. I want to thank Lorraine for your donation. She left a really sweet message too. She gave us a donation. Tim, this is for us. Are you ready for this? For some sweet treats over our holidays so we can go and have some treatsies with her donation. We have to make a special point of that. We'll report back, Lorraine, and let you know what we had. What kind of treat do you want? Tim will want a chocolate croissant probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, I want ice cream, so no surprise there. So relieving non-specific back pain is not something that you can do in just one video. You'll feel much better now, but it's something that has to be a continuous process that you do over time. So I'm going to offer you good, better, and best way to do that. Good is to make sure you subscribe to the channel, because every Friday we put out a video and we'll have more and more content coming out that will be helpful for you. And if you subscribe and press that little bell, then it'll show up in your stream and you'll be able to continue to do practices that will help you. Better, I told you at the beginning, I would tell you where to go to get my 8 days of yoga for back pain. So if you go to melissawest.com/backpain, then you can receive 8 days of my best yoga, Ayurvedic practices, breath practices, self-massage for back pain. So you just have to sign up there and we'll send you 8 days of yoga for back pain. And then the best way is to become a member of our membership community where I can offer you daily support. We have over 20 classes in there for back pain, and especially good in there are our connective tissue practices using the soft foam roller, the slow mo ball, and the soft squash ball. These are revolutionary for back pain, and they are our value-added content that is in our membership community. Plus, we do yin classes in there as well. Lots of fabulous content in there for back pain. As I say, 20 plus classes there for you. So I am sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as grounded as the trees in our forest, and may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.